views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief when you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So on today's show, I have my colleague, Mark Kettenbach. Mark is a passionate person focused on results. His inspiring energy helps people to find their true passion in life. His energetic work and teachings are long-lasting, proven, and empower his clients to get exactly what they want out of their lives. Mark is an energetic speaker, an author, transformational coach, a martial artist with more than three decades of experience, and a trainer in several energetic and healing modalities, hypnosis coach, and NLP trainer. People like to call him a New Age shaman. Mark is also the co-founder of the two powerful transformational tools called Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions. In 2014, he co-founded Energetic Upgrade Seminars with me in what has been said to be state of the art when it comes to energy shifting and reality steering. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am, Colette. That was the best
good.
Thing we did in 2014. I'm glad.
Me too. It's so exciting that we finally have our online program out.
It is out. Yes.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because like, whoa, it seemed like it was so much work. And then all of a sudden, here it is.
Well, it is. It took us over a year to put everything together and have it to that point where people now can purchase it and watch it at home. Good news is you can get it through energeticupgrade.com or through markkettenbach.com. Depends on how you would like to pay. If you want to pay in Canadian dollars, go to Energetic Upgrade. You can also pay it in euros. You go to my site and you get it in euros, which is good too, right? Because a lot of people these days, Colette, listen to your show from Germany, England, and so forth. You like all over now.
Yeah, I love it. I love sharing this information. And, you know, you and I are really, when we put this online program out, we wanted to talk about tools that people can use that are going to empower them. And you and I have been working together well over 7 years now. And, you know, the challenges of putting an online program out are more technical than anything, really.
And then,
and then getting over the perfection, recognizing that there is perfection in imperfection. Because when you're on video, it's like, and you're putting yourself out there in video, it can take a lot of shifting.
But the good part is now people can access it anywhere, anytime they want. We had so much people who were always writing, when do you do the next seminar close to our town? And you can't be everywhere, but now we kind of can. Because
I love it. That's perfect. Thank you, Internet.
And I love it the way kind of it's set up that you get 14 days of information, but you'll always have a day in between where it's blocked, where you don't get to new stuff, but so you can take the stuff you just have been watching and put it into practice into your life. And as we said, Colette, right, we promise people it doesn't take more than 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes before you go to bed, Everything else you do on the go, and it will take just seconds during the day.
Yeah, and you know, I have already received a couple of emails from people that have purchased it that are having some really, really profound results, and they can really feel it. And
perfect.
Yeah, and this is what was, because we like to share tools, and I just want to mention that on today's show, we're more than happy to shift energy for people. If you want to call in, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And we are going to talk today about mixed emotions and how mixed emotions affect us. And a lot of us on this planet right now do have some mixed emotions. It's hard not to with everything that's going on in the world. It seems like, you know, things are moving so fast at times and then moving so slow at others. And people are talking about the economy. And then there's all these new rules changing all around the world in business. And, you know, and this is kind of that place where people get where they want to fight change rather than embrace it and empower themselves to move into, you know, a better way of doing things. And so that's what, you know, we wanted to talk about. And so I'm just going to give the floor to you, Mark. You know, mixed emotions. How can you use them to improve your life?
There's like different ways. And I'm getting that you'll explain how you divide them up and then correct them. I want to just talk for my bit about once you go through your days and you'll feel an emotion, a mixed emotion you don't like something's coming up, you might get angry or you might get for all of a sudden a little bit sad with stuff, or you think about something, then this actually is a very, very strong actually and good reminder that something ain't right now. So the best thing you can do is stop there for a second, see what you're feeling, and then kind of, because you, since you are still in that situation, you kind of realize, well, I got out of the doctor's office and now I feel like this, or I got into the supermarket and there's a big huge line and now I'm gonna feel, oh my god. And the most important part about it is once this emotion starts, right, naturally people then hop on this train and it will lead them to, let's pick for example the supermarket. You have a big line and you know, oh, it's going to take longer than I thought it would be. I only paid for like 15 minutes parking, so I might get a ticket and I'll be late to pick this up. And the brain goes on, or the mind goes on and on and on. But if you use that emotion right away and tell yourself, okay, stop, something ain't going the way I want it to, and then use it to remind yourself, okay, what is it actually that I want? Oh, I want to get in time out of here. I want this to go smooth. I want this this evening to happen, blah, blah, blah. So you focus right away onto what you want instead of dealing with the mixed emotions in your head about what could be or what's the problem right now.
Which, yeah, and
isn't the problem.
You know, a lot of times when I just wanted to kind of to explain what mixed emotions are, mixed emotions are like when you're feeling more than one thing at a time, and you can't really decipher which emotion comes from where. And the best example that I can use of this, that I share in my book, In the Truth is Funny, is that the, you know, mixed emotions, one of the best ways I can describe it is when, you know, I was in the hospital and I gave birth to my children there. That was one of the happiest days of my life. Like when my daughters were born, they were both born at the same hospital. But then on the other end of it, the both my parents ended up in the hospital and both died at that hospital. So when I drive by that hospital, on one hand, I'm celebrating the joyfulness of, you know, the birth of my daughters and the good memories from that and some of the pain of that. And then I'm also doing the, on the other end, feeling the sadness of my parents leaving. So, you know, when I drive by the hospital, a lot of times I don't live in that city anymore, but when I would drive by, I would find my energy would drop because of these mixed emotions that I had. Just driving by the place would really trigger me. And I would have to, you know, I had to drive by there a lot. It was on my way to a lot of, to where I was working at the time. And so when this happens, we want to really stop and focus on and really allow ourselves to feel the emotions so that we can break them down and then, you know, put them in smaller pieces and categorize, okay, where is this coming from? And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest and colleague today, Mark Kettenbach from Germany. When we return, we will share more ways to move some energy. Call in if you would like to have some energy shift today. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I wanted to tell you about a new, powerful, and compelling play by Nicholas Vassili, coming to Seattle July 7th at Cornish Playhouse, Seattle Center, the United States of China.
On one hand, a dedicated American patriot who would give her life for her country. On the other hand, someone who has been battling the injustice and corruption of America most of her life. And she is as confused as any American could be about what she truly believes in. My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Miriam Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for.
This is more than a play experience. It's a movement. It's a movement to create a new level of awareness. Knowledge is power, and we are powerful. Get your tickets today at AmericaTheStrong.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach from Germany. Mark, before we continue, can you please share your contact information with the audience?
Oh, sure. It's www.markkettenbach, markkettenbach.com and or like theenergeticupgrade.com, where they reach both of us.
Yeah.
And by the way, both websites are brand new. And so is yours, Colette, right?
Yes. That's what I mean. We've been busy renovating here at The Truth is Funny. And so I just want to thank everybody who's experiencing any small glitches in the websites. That's common when you put new websites out that you have little things that you need to fix. And so thank you for everybody's patience. Working on three websites at one time was a little bit, it was a little bit challenging in some ways, just making sure everything's lining up with all of them. And everything seems to be working really well now. And so I want to thank Pat and her team for all the good work they did. I love my new websites, and I love the one you put out there. It's all good. It's one of those things when you're renovating, you could have a lot of mixed emotions around that also.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I just wanted to explain a little bit to the audience about the mixed emotions. You know, when we're talking about mixed emotions at the hospital, as I was earlier, you know, when I was giving birth to my daughters, I was on bed rest for 5 months with my first daughter, and I was in 28 hours labor. And so, and they, you know, they were afraid that I was going to have convulsions, et cetera. And so I had the joy of just knowing, I knew everything was going to be okay. I had dreamt about my daughter, and I knew she was going to be fine, and I knew I was going to be fine. But on the other end, they were very concerned about my about the you know, the condition I was in when I went into labor. And so it was kind of mixed. That's what I'm talking about, mixed emotions. And then you combine the happiness of having babies and with the sadness of you know, death. And that's kind of like combined emotions. And so we want to be able to get to a place where we recognize when we go by a place or do something like that, you know, that triggers us in this way, that, oh, that's all it is, and that it doesn't have to put your day off completely, you know. A lot of times we'll have something happen and our day goes off and it goes sideways and then it's harder to recover. So we do have a caller. We have Rita from Florida. And Rita, are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. What can we do for you, Rita?
I'm calling. So my girlfriend and partner and I are both sick. I have been diagnosed with Lyme disease, and I've been treated, and it's been a real challenge in my life. Biggest one ever, I think. And she has no diagnosis in her life. We haven't been diagnosed yet, but she's having similar things. But my thing is that we are two very loving and powerful women that could do so much for the world, but both of us are just too sick to create the life that we desire. And
okay.
What is going on here?
No. Okay. Okay. So take a deep breath. I feel your frustration.
What kind of disease was it? I didn't get that. Part.
Lyme disease, Mark, where, you know, when in North America here, I'm not sure if in Europe you have that, where Lyme disease is when you get bitten by a tick. And so she's been experiencing, there's a lot of health issues associated with that. So I just would like to get on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst. Where are you at, Rita, health-wise and your situation? Like, just how are you feeling about this?
My health actually has improved dramatically in the last month. I'm talking like I couldn't walk 2 weeks ago and I can walk today.
Okay, but now what I'm asking you is, you said that you're so frustrated because you could be doing work for the world or whatever. Where are you on a scale of 0 to 10?
I want to create something new. And every time I begin to think about creating something new, I have this panic attack because I've been so tired.
I understand, Rita, but now if you would have energy. To put this into numbers so we can correct you and we see the progress, because you want to bring you down to zero that you need to put it.
So I'm going to say right now I am at a 7 for frustration and anxiety about it. And
But what number? Like 8? I'm getting an 8, actually.
7.
Yeah.
7.
7 or 8.
7 or 8.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. All right.
I said 7. You said 8.
This is a perfect example of someone who has mixed emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just going to get you to take a deep breath, Rita. And Mark, what's the leading weakness here? We're going to start shifting some of this for her.
So I'm getting that
one of the leading weaknesses is the collectiveness about ticks and what's going on then. And I'm also getting the doctor who told her, and then maybe she did some research on the internet, what's coming up her way. All that kind of is very much on, like, I can feel it on her back.
Oh, okay. Like back. A heavy load. Like
yeah,
a
and it slows down her spinal cord, which is not good because it doesn't make it better to cope with it. So let's make her spine go fast again, make her stronger than the problem.
Yeah, this is about, it's coming up as a, it feels like a spiritual issue, but it's actually a physical issue because what I'm getting is the information around the Lyme disease is causing you more sickness than mm-hmm. the disease itself, actually.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the fears of your partner contracting it. You know, that a lot of times when there's someone sick in the home, the other people in the home will also have a tendency to resonate with that. And so we want to really put a real clear, strong distinction that a really strong, clear distinction that you are going to be in a position where you're going to separate your emotions from each other. And okay. we just strengthen that. It's more your concern of contamination and being contaminated. So all the spiritual experiences of feeling contaminated, and it's coming up on an energetic level on the collective that you feel contaminated by the energy on the earth in general is what's coming up. So we're just strengthening all of that. Rita, where are you at number wise? Have you felt a change here?
Probably about like a couple numbers down. I feel like maybe it's like a 5.
Okay.
At the moment.
I'm getting a little sliding into a 3 here. So let's get you
yeah,
started.
Yeah, I get that too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to strengthen you.
Yeah, I can feel it's starting to release relax. I'm relaxing.
This is
the anxiety is
lowering, right? Okay, so this is your perception now is catching up mm-hmm. with the energetic shifting because it's so fast. And we're told that, you know, our health is our number one priority and that, you know, that we have to give it number one priority and that we have to work for our health. And health is a given. Let's just strengthen you to that, that your body, once you get out of the way and get out of the story, that your body will go back to homeostasis. Let's strengthen that. Mark's been working. I can feel him working on your spine. This is your hard drive of your computer, if you were considered like a binary computer. And so when we are infected with something or we have inflammation in our body, it slows the central nervous system down and all those memories are held in there. And so all these mixed and combined emotions about the people and what's coming up is if you've got parasites nibbling on you on the outside of your body, then you also have generally parasitic activity inside your body. And it also is an mm-hmm. indication that you're hanging out with maybe parasitic people on business level, relationship level. When you're attracted to parasites or parasites are attracted to you, you want to look at all the different areas in your life that you're allowing yourself to be, you know, it's coming up for you sucked dry. And so we want to strengthen this for you that you're not going to be sucked dry, that you're going to go, you know, Mark, we have like to take a quick break here again and we have another mm-hmm. call on. So I was thinking what we could do maybe is work on Rita until over the break and then check in with you, Rita, at the end of the break to see how you're shifting. I'd love to get you down to 0, totally neutral, because you're really open to it right now. And so we'll work on that during the break, and then we'll take the next caller, Maria from Mexico, right after that. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. And you can connect with me at all social media on it's The Truth is Funny with Colette. That's at Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And you can connect with me at The Truth is funny.com, and also at talesfromthevector.com. And if you're interested in the online energetic upgrade program, you can connect there, energeticupgrade.com. So call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. We'll be right back, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Rita, we have you on the line, and you. Yes. I just would like to know, where are you sitting now, number-wise?
I would say probably a one, actually. It took a while for my second chakra to clear out there. It was very, very... There's a lot of tension there. Everything else cleared fast.
So what's coming up? You're calling from Florida?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just put a really big energetic shift out there for everybody, for the recent events there that have happened. And let's just strengthen everybody to that. And especially and particularly you, because that's community is what's coming up. And so... we want to just strengthen you that to all the energy coming in from around that and all the love that all the people around the world have for the people in that situation. And it's coming up having to prove yourself constantly over and over, everything being twice as hard. Two women having to prove, blah, blah, like it's coming up like that. So we just strengthen you to that, that you don't have to stand mired in hardship together. You don't want to be married to your problems. You want to be married right. to the creative solutions. That's why your yes. second chakra just kind of moved. That's where creative solutions and, you know, manifestation on the third dimensional plane comes from. So we want to strengthen that mm-hmm. for you. Mark, anything else?
While you were talking, I was also trying or going to correct more in her that she has not that big of issues with men in general. And that there's some past life experiences in there, and I'm clearing on that one.
Wow, that's going really... See, that's the spiritual part coming up. So where are you at, Rita?
I just had like something move up to my heart chakra. Like
it, good.
Everything cleared. It's like my heart feels... I can feel my heart. Like, I haven't been able to feel my heart in a while.
Doesn't good. That feel good?
It feels it feels a little anxiety in my heart because I don't
yeah,
know. I just haven't
a
felt
lot of
it
times
for so long.
Feel this heart opening. A lot of that yeah. is, and what's coming up for you is the fear of opening your heart, of being crushed,
yeah.
of being hurt. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that you could open your heart.
I'm going to cry. It's a relief.
Yeah. yeah, these are the, see, she has these.
Good. That's
yeah,
like he,
let it go. Just allow
yeah.
your
sentimental sadness now is going. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Okay,
let's
now
strengthen your exit portals and make it like go down.
Yeah, let's let all this go. What I was strengthening is when there's bad news on the planet, they like to share bad news. And I would like to share some good news with you. There's a lot of love on this planet and a lot of unconditional love for and tolerance for difference and you know, people moving into a different way. And so we're going to strengthen everybody. You know, let's join the evolution.
yeah.
The evolution is unstoppable. We're human beings and we're always, we're going to evolve. And we are evolving. And so you have some mixed emotions about opening your heart up and then having, you know, the systems shut down. And so Lyme disease, let's just strengthen everybody listening out there with Lyme disease to all the diagnosis, the medical procedures, the hopelessness of the situation of a little bug biting you and then your whole life changes, like something that you can't see that easily. And so we're just going to strengthen all of that for everybody. You know, I took an animal communications course, I don't know, like 17 years ago or something. And the one thing that I really, really got out of that was that insects have a tendency to bite or sting where you need your energy cleared. That's why they're attracted to it. Just like your cat's attracted to a computer grid. You know, cats love to lay on the computer. You will not see a dog do it. So we're going to strengthen you to this, that, you know, if you're stung or you are bitten by an insect, that it is just an indication that your physical body, the insect is giving you the benefit of showing you where you would like to shift some energy. And what I would like to ask you is, where do you know where this tick latched onto you?
Yeah, so it's on my right side, on my torso.
Okay, whereabouts?
About 3 inches below my rib cage.
Okay, so we want to strengthen that. That's coming up like around the kidney area?
Yes.
Yeah. This is coming up issues from your dad. This is coming up like life force energy being put out there. A lot of that's associated with the kidneys. So we're just going to strengthen you to all that, to your dad, to, you know, and when we talk about dad, then it goes to the spiritual level of, you know, if you think about God being a guy in the sky. So we're just going to strengthen you to source energy, to the flow, to the homeostasis of your body, the love of the people around the world. We can focus on love or we can focus on fear and disrespect and hate. Okay, so we just strengthen you to focus on the love. And for everybody that's feeling this energy out there, let's strengthen that. For Mark's working away here in the background, I can feel him doing like major shifts here. Okay, Mark, any last words for Rita here?
I would have one question with her dad and her mom. How did they get along? And was her mom kind of sucking the energy out of her dad? Is that what happened?
I'm not sure. Sometimes it feels like my father is sucking the energy out of my mother. My mother seems to be having some illness issues too, so it could be vice versa.
What
I don't
I'm
know.
Getting is a
I think she just got tested for Lyme disease, so who knows?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's one thing that I've noticed with people with Lyme disease. They all want to get tested after. And misery loves company. Yeah. Do you remember, Mark, when we were in ceremony in Peru?
Yeah.
And, you know, and Will wrote that about parasites are for lonely people who want friends. Okay, so, misery loves company, but you could have company with more uplifting, happy, cheerful people. Yeah. That are healthy. Let's strengthen
you. That's what
those.
I would love. That would be great.
And I also want you to.
Looking forward to it.
I don't have
a lot of friends because I have been staying away from friends because I don't want to be around because I'm attracting sick people and I don't want to be around sick people.
Okay, there we've got it. Okay.
Good.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you for calling
thank
in
you.
And displaying
some thank
level,
you.
Combined and mixed emotions. Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And feel
thank
free
you.
To contact Mark or myself, info@thetruthisfunny.com. Mark, how can she contact
love your website.
You?
info@markkettenbach.com.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Rita.
Thank you.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Beautiful.
All right, Mark. Good working. There,
you were right on there. Great, I love it.
But this, I just want to point out to everybody, and that I want to really thank Rita for phoning in. And you see, here she has this health issue that's affecting her life, but on another level, it's really not what she thought it was. And so, you know, moving from like going from an 8 to a 0 in like, you know, that short amount of time over such a major issue is really amazing. And we strengthen her to that result and everybody else listening in. Speaking of people listening in, we have Maria from Mexico on the line. Maria, we'd love to take your call here really quickly. We'll get an idea of what you want done and then we'll work on you on the break here. Are you there, Maria?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh,
welcome
sorry,
to
I
the
just,
Truth is Funny.
Listening to you. Hi, thank you. Wow, I'm lucky. Oh, well, okay. I'm worried about my husband.
Okay. What's going
on
with your husband?
He left me for another woman like 2.5 weeks ago. He relapsed heavily into drugs. He's in the risk of losing his job. And he's making like friends in the underworld.
Okay.
When
you get in touch
with
your husband right now and you think about the
him.
Situation that he's in, on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being, it's really horrible, it's really bothering me, where are you?
Yeah, 10.
10, yeah. Okay, so we have a minute or so here, Mark. What are you picking up as leading weakness here?
Well, first of all, it's the perception. I would like to correct your perception, Maria. Make you strong to and also let go of all the caring part in terms of that it has to be a 10 because that's going to show how much you care. We're going to take that out of it, make you strong, shifting your perception and these possibilities, these challenges into possibilities. So how about now, Maria, if you now think about it again?
It went down. Yeah, it went down.
Okay, so we have to take a break. Hang on over the break here, Rita, we'll get back to you once we come back, and we'll just check in with you again, and Mark and I'll work on this some more during the break. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Mark Kettenbach, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank everybody for all the wonderful reviews for my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, and also to say that I have another book coming out. I wrote a short story of inspiration for a book called Life Sparks, and that information, if you sign up for my newsletter, you can get that. It'll be on my website soon, and we'll be advertising that book soon. So we'll be right back right after this short break.
Achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, this is Michelle Kwan, and you're listening to WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Mark Kettenbach on here with me today, and we have Maria from Mexico on the line. And Maria, we've been doing some energetic shifting during the break here. When we started, you were at a 10. Can you just give us a number now of how you feel?
A two,
cool. Yeah.
Perfect.
Done a lot of shifting. We were working on a lot, not so much on the company that your husband works for, but more the company that he keeps. And so I don't know if you people listening in here, if you've ever noticed, you know, if you take your dog to the dog park and there's one dog there with fleas, it's pretty easy to catch them. So you want to be careful who you hang out with. And really start noticing which people are energetically strengthening you and which ones you feel tired and exhausted from being around. That's a general indication that there's some karma there or something that needs to be shifted.
Uh-huh.
And
do you have children, Maria?
Pleasing way.
Yes, we have four daughters.
For him?
The last one, she graduated this same, I mean, she graduated and then he left. And she's
okay.
18 years old. I also have a granddaughter and I have a grandson on the way. So, wow.
Yeah, okay. You've got a lot.
So yeah, I need to strengthen myself. That's no, I mean, this is like a think quick situation.
Yeah, you are, let's just get you strong. You have all these beautiful gifts around you, all these beautiful children. And we're just going to strengthen that. A lot of times what happens is when people kind of get concerned about finances, they go to this place where their children are automatically like another mouth to feed. You know, I'm just strengthening you to see that, you know, look at what you've managed to produce, you know, yeah. in this lifetime, in this world alone, right? All these beautiful children coming through. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. That every thought you have about your children, about your grandchildren, that you're going to strengthen them, and that worry that you have, that's going to dissipate with every minute of every second of every day. There we go. Yeah. Mark, any last words for Maria here?
Yeah, I'm getting that a lot of times the situation with her husband and some of the kids, they have to treat her in a way that she gets like annoyed or angry in terms of getting then a little bit to that place where she's looking after herself too. So now for you, Maria, it is to make you strong that you can look after yourself and have fun as well and can make yourself priority number one again and do not have to live most of the time for the other people. And in order for you to do so, you don't need that the other people screw up in a way that you get angry and then turn your back or something. So I want to make you strong of just incorporating more of yourself into the day, more of what you want, what you like, without the guilt that you're not there for your family.
Ah, there's a biggie.
Oh, that's great.
There. How are you feeling now?
Wow. Wow, I'm ready to start over.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you for calling
in. Wow, thank you so very much. Wow.
Everybody,
another question in your program.
If they learn it, to do themselves even better.
Like, we can charge
people. So if you can't afford to get the online program, start learning it, correct on a daily basis, and your life will change dramatically. I'll bet.
And I can do it like a career and charge for it and make a living of it.
Sure.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Thank you so very much.
All right. Welcome. Thank you, Maria.
And you can do it through the phone and over Skype and all that. That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Mark, let's talk about that because there's so much fear out there right now about the economy and finances and everything. And when we start talking about, I love how the shows always go one way or the other and everybody that phones in, you know, the brave people that are willing to air their, you know, this is, we're not talking about weaknesses in people. It takes a lot of bravery for someone to call in and to, you know, take charge and say, I want this shifted. And so, you know, really, I have a lot of respect for people who do that. And, you know, our online program, what I feel like you and I really, really want people to know, like, we're not gurus, we're not, you know, we've applied ourselves extensively over the last decade and longer than that, actually, in doing this work and improving our ability to do it. And we all have this ability. And so let's just strengthen that for everybody.
And for me, very important, Colette, you're so true what you say. And everybody can learn this. And this program is not for people only who have already done stuff. If you've never done stuff like that, you will learn it from scratch. We'll show you a lot how you can steer your reality, how you get towards stuff you want. How do you detect weaknesses? Like if stuff goes wrong and you can really find the root cause and get and dissolve that root cause that in the first place makes you to experience that problem. Plus, as you said, with the economy. I mean, the online program is, that's not that much money. And once you learn this and you start put it into practice, of course, you can offer people that you shift stuff for them. And like I did it, when I started off with all this, I did it for free. I shifted a bunch of people
they liked it. They talked about it. And then I charged money. I said, hey, look, it's my time too. And no one had a problem with it. And now we both have prices. A lot of people would say, whoa, but they know once they show up at Colette's place or they phone her, their stuff gets shifted. And can go that way.
I've had such a fun week that way because I had an old client contact me that I'd been working with last year, and she was going through a major financial difficulty, and she phoned to thank me because she's now making well over six figures. Now, this is a very intelligent woman, and she's put her heart in her, into her work. She's really on it, but she wasn't in alignment. And once she got in alignment energetically, everything just fell into place. And actually, I've been invited to go on Dr. Pat to host her radio show next Tuesday on the 28th. Or is it the 20? Yeah, the 28th at 11 o'clock Pacific time. And Paula is going to share her story on that show. Mark, we're out of time in Radio Land. The time flies by so quickly. We got about a minute. Is there anything you would like to share with everybody listening in now?
And I just want to thank everybody for listening, for calling in. I want to thank you, Colette, for having me on the show again. It's always a pleasure. And as I said, go there, get yourself equipped with tools and stuff that work for you, and start making yourself your life a better place for yourself and for others.
Yes, and one of the themes that came up on this show is, and it's typical of people who would call into a show like this, is not putting themselves first. And sometimes, like if you get on a plane, they'll say, put the oxygen mask on first and then help the people around you. This is important information.
Yeah, that's probably the only important part about that whole procedure.
It's
on your throat every time, right?
I'm pretty sure most of us know how to do our seatbelts up by now.
You know what? When the last time I was flying over to you, that guy, I forgot the flying agency, he said, well, if you haven't been in a car since 68, then here is how you buckle your belts, right?
All right, Mark, we got to go.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thank you for everyone calling in. Thank you, Brian. And this is Colette Marie Stephan wrapping up The Truth is Funny for today. We'll be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.